Well, we have a new book out. Been out on the road quite a lot with it this year. I've read from it for 6 months solid. I'm not going to exclusively read, but I'm going to turn to it right now because I'm familiar with it. And besides, I'm starting this off with my daughter's poems. I wrote this when she was 9. I've written her 85 love poems. That was her favorite poem. This is her second favorite poem. And she says it's because it reminds her the most of me, and it's called Ugly. So, there. This is from my town. The ugliest man in town was Rafael Martinez. He's kin to them Martinez's. I never did tell you people about it. Had them two twin boys hooked together on one leg. And this sister that grown this extra tit right above her hip, they said. But they never did cut them two boys apart. They was born dead. So they took them and put them in a museum in a jar where you can go see them looking at you through the alcohol. But he wasn't born that way. It's one morning when he's herding sheep up above Sawmill Road, he woke up and he wished he wouldn't have. He couldn't stand up. The pain was so bad. And he knew he couldn't live with it. It's too far to town. Like a weasel inside him chewing, he said. He found his pistol and put it in his mouth and pulled. Bullet tore out his cheekbone, shot off half his ear, and never hit no brains at all. That was the only bullet he had left. He couldn't get to his rifle. So after he waited to die, and he finally didn't, he took out his knife and he cut his throat, but he didn't hit a vein. He stabbed himself, but the blade was turned wrong on a rib and bounced off. Stabbed himself higher and harder, hit his collarbone so it broke part of the knife blade off, stuck in the bone. He threw himself in the fire. He said that hurt too bad to stay. He had to roll out. His coals from last night melted his face on that part, burned off a hair on that side where it never did grow back, closed up one eye and cauterized his neck where it almost stopped bleeding. Said he could hear himself frying for somebody's breakfast, but he had to roll out. He couldn't stand it no more. Found a shoeing hammer. Took and hit himself as hard as he could with both hands on the handle between the eyes. Knocked him out so hard he should have starved to death before he woke up, but he didn't. Had a lump the size of an ostrich egg growing on his face. So he had one more idea. He tied a pigging rope on his feet and he drug himself. This mule he had, mean kicking bastard, crawled up on its back and tied his hands to his feet underneath that mule's belly. Said he never knew how that mule let him get on. He's hollering of the pain so when he moved, and that mule hated being unloaded. Being loaded, he had even untied him first. He could have kicked him on the mouth when he's laying there on his knees or run off. He figured that mule would have at least thrown him over his butt and kicked loose, caved maybe the rest of his head in. Mule turned and went to town. Got him there by afternoon, passed out. People who found him was scared to death. Seen that one side didn't have no face left. Blood all over that mule, like he'd been swatting flies on him with an ice pick. They took him to the hospital, couldn't figure out what was wrong. Saw all them holes in him, burnt off spots, blood everywhere. When they went out to lay him straight, he'd scream like hell, and they couldn't understand a word of it. The only English he was speaking was Spanish. They couldn't wake him up enough to shift his gear. Tried to patch him up the best they could without it costing much. They knew there wasn't any insurance and nobody wanted that mule. That night, they said, he sat up, hollering like a son of a bitch. Grabbed his privates like he'd pull it off. They'd taken him, given him a shot. By the next morning, he passed as big as the end of your thumb, this kidney stone. They said it turned his Gentile inside out. Never seen one that big before. He took and bored a hole in it and wore it for a necklace. I saw it many a time. My God, that man was ugly. About half a face with the eye shut on that side, half an ear, throat cut scar, and his arms blistered from his elbows to his hands where he laid in that fire, dent between his eyes, and a big white spot where his cheekbone used to be where that bullet come out. Wasn't one kid in town who'd stay on the same side of the road as he's walking on. Never bothered him a bit. He was as happy as a goose. And had about that many brains left. So, about a year before he died, he come in to the doctor again, all wadded up in a bunch. His kinsfolk brought him for the examination and the x-ray by then. Doctor said, "Oh, I got bad news for you." They said his face went just as white as a Nazarene preacher or a highway patrolman. Doctor says, "You got the cancer." Ralph Martinez almost fell off that chair. He started laughing and bawling, did that cross thing, says, "Oh, thank God, goddamn, thank God. I'm so afraid it'd be the kidney stone again." He's so happy. They said it almost looked like that face would have busted like a balloon. He said he wasn't afraid of no cancer or dying because he had been there before. But with the kidney stone, it just wasn't no way to find out how not to be there when it happened. And that was too ugly for him to have to think about.